protesters failed to prevent the closure of Town Bank branch. A protest was staged to oppose the permanent closure of Abingdon's NatWest Bank branch. The bank closed its branch in Abingdon Marketplace this week. The Bicester branch will close on Tuesday of next week. The bank said in an earlier statement there are now 249 monthly customers using the Abingdon branch for their personal accounts, down 48% from January 2020. People gathered outside the bank and held up placards for a peaceful protest last week. Anthony Mockler of Milton Manor near Abingdon has written to NatWest CEO Paul Thwaite, urging him to keep the branch open. Mr. Mockler said in his letter, "The population of Abingdon is largely elderly and depends immensely on being able to draw out cash and pay in cash and cheques, and indeed on all the other services and advice which are advertised on the screen inside the bank in great detail. Many of the customers are not able to use the online facility, so face-to-face is much better and easier for them. Indeed, in many cases, essential." Mr. Mockler pledged to deposit an extra £50,000 in his farm account if the branch remains open. It is understood he has not yet received a response to his letter. Catherine Harrop-Griffiths, who attended the demonstration, said, "This was not a sizeable protest, but many people passed us and were quite vocal in their support of our protest. We also collected some signatures because people felt they wanted to physically express their disagreement with the decision." Ian Collett, who runs the big bookstore in the town's Berry Street precinct, has said he is saddened by the closure of the branch where he is a business customer. "There are 31 branches shutting across the UK this month, with 105 branches to close this year. Since 2015, the NatWest Group, which encompasses NatWest, Royal Bank of Scotland and Ulster Bank, has closed 1,409 branches.